It's Grand Ole Opry time.
Howdy, all your friends. I'm late.
Speaking to you from the stage of Nashville's Ryman Auditorium, the folk music center of the world. They've had to turn them away again tonight as thousands journeyed from all over the country to listen to Red Foley and all the gang and greet Red's special guest, the Blue Sky Boys. Now time to bring on the chief himself, Red Foley.
Feeling kind of crazy, feeling kind of wild. Gonna see my baby, she's my honey child. Skinny as a beanpole and ugly as can be. When it comes to loving, she's enough for me. Cause I'm so easy to please. Cause I'm so easy to please. Give me a gal on my knees. And I'm so easy to please. Let's play it, boys. Oh. Now every time I kiss her, my full heart will jump. Let me tell you, mister, she can make it bump. Her hair is kind of brindle, her nose is out of place. She's not so bad to look at if you can't see her face. Cause I'm so easy to please. Cause I'm so easy to please. Give me a gal on my knees. And I'm so easy to please.
Well, thanks a lot, and a great big howdy to all my good friends and neighbors at Grand Ole Opry.
We got the Blue Sky Boys here with us tonight, and this is their first visit, so let's welcome them with Claude Sharp and the old Hickory Singers doing the Little Red Schoolhouse.
I think I was a little fool, little fool, little fool. Back in the days when I used to go to school, what a fool when I used to go to school. When I was a kid, gee, how I hated the little place where I was educated. Although I didn't know it, I was lucky then. I wish that I was back again in the little red schoolhouse with my book and sleigh. I was always late. I long to be back there where I was a scholar in the days of yore. How I'd stand right up there and holler, two and two are four, when we should have been learning about the golden rule. It was the golden rule. A little hearts were yearning for the swimming pool and girls' swimming pool. When I was eight, the teacher said, "We'll bring your father right away." I brought my dad, and after that, he came most every day. Oh, gee, Judy, gee, I want to be in the little red schoolhouse.
Ah, oh, that's mighty fine, Charlie. That follow the popular folk music recordings from day to day will know right away what we mean when we just say the title, Kentucky, written by my good friend Carl Davis. But that's one of the biggest hits ever right now, and it looks like it's going to be even bigger. So, folks, I want you to meet the boys that helped make this song what it is today, Bill and Earl Bolick with Curly Parker, the Blue Sky Boys. Boys, come on here. Boys, congratulations on your bestseller, Kentucky. And now that you're here with us tonight, what are you going to sing, huh?
Kentucky.
Well, sir, that makes good sense so far away. Here we go.
Dearest land outside of heaven to me. Kentucky, your laurel and your red bud tree. When I upon a graceful mountain so high, for that is where God will upon me. Kentucky, I miss the voices singing in the silvery moonlight. Kentucky, I miss the hound dog chasing coon. I know sweetheart are awaiting for me. Kentucky, I will be coming soon. When I die, I want to rest upon a graceful mountain so high, for that is where God will look for me.
Right now, your weekly ration of red hot news from Grinder Switch, as dished out by Cousin Minnie
Pearl. I'm just proud to be here. Y'all thought I was aiming to sing, didn't you? I ain't gonna sing yet, but I won't tell you when I do that I... When I sang that, staring about being jealous, I don't want you girls to take it too much to heart, because I'm not really jealous when a pretty girl looks at my feller, Hezzy. After all, you know, some girls has beauty and other girls has brains. I wonder where I come in. Well, I ain't gonna worry myself too much, though, because I went back and I looked at a bunch of facts and figures for 1947, and I found out something that made me feel better. It said that of all the people that was married last year, half of them was women. I ain't losing hope. Well, sir, every big newspaper looks like in the country, that is, newspapers of any size at all, is making predictions of what's going to happen in the new year, and I'm going to tell you we're a little late with ours at Grinder Switch in the Grinder Switch Gazette, but here goes anyhow. We predict that women will wear long skirts and have the new look till summer, and then the girls will put on bathing suits and the fellows will have a better look. will squeeze the cells into tighter clothes. But the fellers will squeeze them in anything. I ain't losing hope on that neither. We predict that Miss America for 1948 will be that raving beauty from Grinder Switch, Miss Minnie Pearl. Oh, I'll say I ain't a raving beauty, but I can sure rave, I'll tell you that. Well, so though, don't think I ain't had my moments with the fellers. I'll tell you, I know what it's like to throw my arms around the fellers. Only trouble is they keep throwing them back. Before I sang, though, and ask these fellers to give me a chart, I'd like to report that Snodgrass Tinkle McGrinder Switch was over to see old Doc Payne about his wife. Not Doc's wife, Tinkle's wife. Well, sir, he says she's got the coldest feet in Tennessee. And Doc says, does your wife suffer much from a cold feet? And Tinkham says, no, but I do. Well, I'd like to sing that darn song. Tell a part of me, feller. You can have my coffee, you can have my tea, but just you let my feller be. I'm jealous, tell a part of me. I'm just as jealous as I can be.
Well, sir, it's hymn time now, and we'd like you to join with us as we recall a fine old sacred number, Lay Down Your Soul. As you're traveling the highway, sinful brother, go slow. There's a dangerous curve ahead. Take the straight and the narrow road. Don't turn from the way. At his feet, give up your sins. Lay down your soul. Lay down your soul before your maker. Lay down your worldly goods and gold. Let Jesus know you need his mercy. At his feet, give up your sins. Lay down your soul. On your journey to Beulah Land, don't fall by the way. There'll be sins on every hand. Don't be led by temptation. You will hear the angels say, at his feet, give up your sins. Lay down your soul. Lay down your soul before your maker. Lay down your worldly goods and gold. Let Jesus know you need his mercy. At his feet, give up your sins. Lay down your soul.
Just like we promised, here are my guests, the Blue Sky Boys, once again, Bill and Earl, with a fine little song they'd like to acquaint you with, and it's called Soul Down the River. Boy, let me hear you.
Where is the love that you promised me the pine? Gone like the flowers in the fall. You crossed your heart, now you're double crossing mine. You've been pretending after all. I was sold down the river to the port of broken hearts, drifting in sorrow down the stream. Sold down the river on a ship that won't return, when it anchors in the sea of broken dreams. I never dreamed that your heart would grow so cold, hiding behind the rainbow's end. You must be blind from the glitter of the gold that will I was sold down the river to the port of broken hearts, drifting and sawed down the stream. Sold down the river on a ship that won't return when it anchors in the sea of broken dreams.
Come back again soon, boys. We'll be looking for you. Now then, it looks like the noon bus from Hohenwald brought its weekly cargo of fun, and it's none other than Rod Stanley.
Thank you, man. Thank you, Mr. Foley. Thank you, sir. And hi, dear friends. Before I go another step further, I want to answer a letter that I got today through the post office. It was from a letter from a young mother that wants to know if it's all right to feed a baby milk before it goes to sleep. Well, now, by that, it seems to me like anybody ought to know that it's bad to feed a baby milk before it goes to sleep. Because when it's sleeping, it's rolling from side to side, and that there turns the milk to butter, and the butter turns to fat, the fat turns to sugar, the sugar turns to alcohol, and the baby wakes up the next morning with a terrible hangover. Friends, if I look like and act like I ain't right bright tonight, it's because I'm sort of excited. I'm running a little late, but I'm on my way over to my gal Susie's house to take her Christmas present. Yeah, this year's the first Christmas that I've had to give Susie a Christmas present now in 3 or 4 Christmases. You see, just before Christmas every year, me and her get in a big argument. But you know, this year I couldn't make that woman mad at me at all.
No, I couldn't.
I love to make her mad. It's so much fun making up. Ain't much fun getting mad, but it sure is fun making up. Love to kiss and make up. I get the kiss and she gets the makeup. You know, I went over to see Susie the other day. I can't hear good tonight. You know? I went over to spark Susie the other day, and me and her was sitting there. She asked me in the house, met me at the door, and asked me in the house just as nice and polite and everything. And I went in and sat down on the sofa there to spark a little while there on the sofa. And all of a sudden, she got up and turned the lights out, and I got up and went home. Shucks, I knowed she wanted to go to bed. I ain't no idiot. I can take a hint. All right. I had no more and got out the front door. They've got an old hound dog that never did like me, no hound. And he took out after me and run me around that house 3 or 4 times. I'm telling you, my hip pockets is dipping sand, boy. Finally, he got me. Finally, he grabbed me and bit me right in the back of my lap. And Susie heard all this commotion, and she come to the door and called the old dog off and says, "Don't worry about it, Rod. He won't bite you. He just barks." I said, "Well, Susie, honey, if he don't bite, he sure has barked the seat out of my britches." Well, I went home and I got Mommy to patch my britches, and the next morning I went uptown and I was talking and telling Mr. Raspberry there about it. He's one of our storekeepers there in Hohenwald. Mr. Raspberry's got the dry goods store. And I was just standing there telling him about what happened, and he got after me trying to sell me a new pair of pants. And I says, "No, sir, Mr. Raspberry, these here pants have stuck to me through thick and thin, and I ain't gonna let them down now." I said, "What?"
Yep, you're right. The music being played is Grandpa Jones' own theme song. And tonight he's going to pick and sing the words to "Good Old Mountain Dew." Grandpa, sing it pretty, buddy.
There's a big holler tree down the road here for me. Why, you need a dollar or two. You go around the bend and then you come back again. There's a jug full of good old Mountain Dew. Get you fill up my jug with some good old Mountain Dew. night when you give him a pint on that good old mountain dew. Well, my brother Bill, he's got a still on the hill that runs off a gallon or two. The buzzards in the sky get so drunk they can't fly from smelling that good old mountain dew. Oh, they call it the gold mountain dew.
Just want to keep in a happy mood. Wally Fowler's your boy, and Wally and his Oak Ridge Quartet invite you to join now in their heavenly parade.
Our traveling days will soon be over here and we shall cross the rolling tide. For we are down here for just a little while, our home is on the other side. Ambassadors true for Jesus our Redeemer, and it is a love crusade. For right against wrong, but soon we're going to throw in the heaven by the saints' parade.
For heaven's holy king, for heaven's holy king, so glad we will shout and sing. The blessed old story, singing for the glory, all in it ever new. In glory and fair, up yonder in the air, with that eternal happy band,
we'll party there and never care in heaven with that parade. So happy are we in telling you, my friend, that Jesus can redeem your soul. For I ever known sin, he'll make a pure with end, your bellows earlier than the roll. A happy new song you will begin to sing to Jesus his way have made. To glory and fair, you'll have a man's prayer and join us in the saints' parade.
For heaven's holy king, for heaven's holy king, so glad to be with shout and sing. The blessed old story, singing for the glory, all in the ever dear. In glory and fair, of the honor in the air, with that eternal happy band, we'll promenade there and there, or care in heaven.
My ballad for tonight is one I've sung here before, but like an old friend, it's always welcome, and it's called We Live in Two Different Worlds.
We live in two different worlds, dear. My world is honest and true. Sweetheart, remember when your world gets lonely, I'll still be waiting for you. Everyone here tried to warn me, you were just playing a game. I told them all we meant for each other. I thought our worlds were the same.
Let's play it, Jerry.
Came to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, voice of information and education.
You made your world out of vows that are broken. I build a world in my
time of the fiddle, a big foot up and a little and down, swing your honey, go round and around. Bird fly out and the crow hop in, swing your partner and gone again. Chase the rabbit and chase the squirrel, chase that pretty girl around the world. Chase the cow and chase the cat, catch your partner, swing it once in a half. The lady around the lady and the gent don't go, gent around the lady and don't see the dog. Chase your partner back to the wall. Meet your partner, how you all. Do-si-do, and now you're gone. Swing that girl with a red dress on. Hurry up, boys, and don't be late. Swing that girl like a hinge on a gate. Oh, join hands and dance to the middle. Swing your partner, keep time with a fiddle. The big foot up and the little one down. Swing your honey, go round and round. Bird fly out, the crow hop in. Swing your partner, gone again. Chase the rabbit and chase the squirrel. Chase that pretty girl.